172 years old, it still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Alice. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
CBS News Brief. In a Friday night court filing, special counsel Jack Smith asks a D.C. federal judge for a limited protective order on what Donald Trump can say about his new 2020 election conspiracy case.
He has his first pretrial hearing on that January 6th case, August 28th.
Correspondent Scott McFarlane. As Alabama Republican Tommy Tuberville blocks high military promotions needing Senate approval.
We face the very distinct possibility of every position on the Joint Chiefs of Staff being held by someone in a temporary role.
With the Army joining the Marines in that situation now, and that is our analyst, Jeff McCausland. For now, a Texas judge blocks provisions of that state's near-total abortion ban, those dealing with emergency exemptions due to dangerous complications to pregnancies. Attorney Molly Duane.
Despite multiple repeated requests, Texas has done nothing to clarify the scope of its abortion bans.
CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
All the music you remember from those hit summer movies without sitting in someone else's... Is that gum?
Yes.
It's 105 Days of Summer Fun from 105.7 CFW. Seven CFW.
This is how we do it.
This is how we do it.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
This is how we do it.
La 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 la. This is how we do it. It's Friday night and I feel alright. The party's here. The west side, so I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. Hit the shop cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, oh we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and the guys ain't can I. All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hit a party.
This is how we do it.
The hood's been good to me ever since I was a lowercase g. But now I'm a big g. The girls see I got your money, $100 bills, y'all. If you were from where I'm from, then you would know that I gotta get mine in a big black truck. You can get yours in a six ball. Whatever it is, the party's underway. So tip up your cup and throw your hands.
Your heart sweats, your teeth.
1057 CFW. Your official station of summer.
All I want to do is have some fun.
As the temperature goes up, make sure your volume knob does too. When you think summer, think 1057 CFW.
Woo!
The Valley's fun music.
Take another look and tell me, babe.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, warm and muggy, and a low in the upper 60s. Clouds thicken for tomorrow, a few showers and storms, and a high in the mid-80s. Better chance of rain Sunday, cloudy and mid-70s. Partly sunny as we look on into Monday. Nice day, a little breezy, and upper 70s. Right now, it's 73.
CFW. Binge listening to all your favorite songs.
Give me some more.
The Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
This is 105.7 CFW.
1057 CFW.
Passes by you.
Valley's fun music.
Lots and lots of fun.
All day long.
105.7 CFW. CFW. This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Altoona. This is 105.7 CFW. Did
you know the
CFW.
Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News brief. At least for now, a Texas state judge blocks part of that state's tough anti-abortion law relating to women with pregnancy complications. Reporter Chris Fox.
The state is expected to appeal the decision. Texas Right to Life's John Segoe.
The law does not need to be altered, but there may be tools that we need to educate practitioners.
The Food and Drug Administration gives the go-ahead for the first pill to treat postpartum depression. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
In recent trials, the pill takes